Chapter 7, A Shocking Revelation. Fantine was free. She stared in confusion at Madeleine's face, which was filled with remorse. He said quietly, "My dear madame, your freedom is yours. I am responsible for everything that has happened to you. You were working and living in my factory, and it was my job to take care of my workers. I don't ask for your forgiveness because I can't forgive myself. But please, let me help you and your daughter. I'll pay your debts and bring your daughter here. You'll both live in my home, and I'll take care of you." Fantine now understood that the mayor was trying to help her, and that here, finally, was some hope for her to be reunited with her daughter. Filled with relief and gratitude, she sank down to her knees and started to kiss Madeleine's shoes. Madeleine pulled her back up onto her feet. "No," he said, "it is I who should kiss your feet and beg for your forgiveness." Fantine opened her mouth to say something, but the sudden emotions which came over her were so strong and her body was so weak from hunger, cold and exhaustion that she couldn't take any more. She suddenly collapsed on the floor, unconscious. Madeleine took Fantine to his house and called his doctor. With the housekeeper, he prepared a clean bed for her and some warm tea. She was coughing a lot and had a temperature. Madeleine gave her some medicine and looked after her throughout the night. But in the morning, after a sleepless night, she was no better.
"Please bring my little girl, Cosette," she whispered to Madeleine. "I must see her one more time. I must know that she is happy."
"I will go tonight and bring her to you, I promise," replied Madeleine. The mayor immediately started to prepare for the journey, but suddenly Inspector Javert came to see him. "Monsieur le maire," Javert said, "I would like to resign."
"Why?" asked Madeleine, surprised.
"I made a very big mistake," said Javert. "When I saw you last night, your red hair and beard reminded me of a criminal I once knew, a man called Jean Valjean. I believed you were that man, whom I have been hunting for many years. I told the authorities about you, but it seems I was wrong, because they had caught the real Jean Valjean and he is going to stand trial tomorrow. Since I was so wrong, I feel I am not able to continue doing my job, and that is why I am resigning." Madeleine and Javert stared at each other in silence for a moment. "I don't accept your resignation," said Madeleine. "Now you must go. I have got work to do." Once Javert was out of the room, Madeleine sat down on the floor and covered his head with his hands. Another man was going to stand trial instead of him. How had this mistake happened? But that didn't matter. Madeleine knew he couldn't let an innocent man be punished for crimes he hadn't done. He knew what he had to do. Tomorrow, he would go to this man's trial and explain. But explain what? That this man was innocent? "How do you know that?" they would ask. Then what would he say? That he was the true Jean Valjean? He would go to prison then. There was no other option. The next day, just as the judge was going to sentence the innocent man, Madeleine stepped into the courtroom. To everybody's surprise, he announced that he was the real Jean Valjean and not the suspect. Immediately, there was chaos in the courtroom. Madeleine did not waste any time. He rushed from the courtroom and returned home. He knew he had to see Fantine and then get to the Thénardier's inn before anyone had time to recover from his shocking revelation. And it was a huge shock. The discovery that the beloved, well-respected mayor of Montfermeil was an ex-convict became a subject of exciting news all over town. But the man most affected by this was Inspector Javert. How had he not seen through the mayor? How had he not followed his instincts? His long desire to catch Jean Valjean was now reinforced with the need to avenge his humiliation. From that moment on,
He had only one desire, to see Jean Valjean behind bars. In his mind, justice had to be done, and this was the only way. Within a few minutes, Inspector Javert arrived at Madeleine's house to arrest him. He found Madeleine sitting near Fantine's bed, praying. Fantine was lying in her bed, her face very peaceful, for the first time in years. She had died an hour before. Madeleine turned to the inspector. "Javert, please give me one more day, then you can arrest me," he said. "This woman, Fantine, is dead. Her small daughter is alone in the world and needs my help. I must go and get her. It is not far from Montfermeil. If I leave now, I can be back by tonight." "Do you think I'm stupid?" cried Javert. "Men like you never change, Valjean. I've hunted you for years. You're coming with me now." Realizing that Javert would not let him go, Madeleine made a decision. He jumped aside, picked up a handful of soil from a flower pot, and threw it into Javert's eyes. While Javert cried out and rubbed his eyes, Madeleine jumped through the window, which broke into thousands of little pieces. Then he ran to his horse and rode towards the Thénardier's inn as quickly as he could.